Hello, this is Zeli Pliskin of Eish HaTorah. Welcome. Now we're going to be speaking about opportunities to do acts of kindness for other people. When a person's in a state of worry, a person's worrying about something, it's on his mind, he's feeling an emotional heaviness, emotional distress, the worry puts him in a very unhappy state. If you speak to a person who's in that state of worry, use positive words of consolation in order to put the person's heart in a state of joy. This gives us many opportunities. There's so many things to worry about. I mean, it's been said that one person said that how his life is full of major tragedies that never took place. That's what worrying is all about. Worrying is thinking what might go wrong and feeling bad about it now. What might potentially go wrong? An unlimited amount of things. Unlimited. And the other way is feeling calmer, feeling more at ease. And a lot of times if a person's worried very intensely, the mind's not clear. So a person can't find his own solutions. However, you not being in that same worried state, you can think clearer. You'll be able to go over to the person and think of ideas of what you do. First of all, just the idea that you ever worry about something didn't happen. And remember, if you whatever you worried about didn't happen, then you just then tell somebody, you know what? I know what it's like. You know, I've worried about more things than actually happened, which is probably true for everybody in the world. And we don't know what's going to be. And things could be much better. And the calmer you are now, the more joyful, the more creative your mind is. So you'll be able to find a joyful solution. So you're giving people blessings. May the Almighty give you that intelligence, that creativity to find creative solutions. Because when you're thinking of solutions, you're automatically relieved. You're relieved. And especially, it's like a person's in the middle of a nightmare. A person's dreaming this real scary dream, and it's really threatening. And the person is totally involved in it. What's the key to get out of it? Waking up. Wake up. Wake up. Now, if somebody that cares about you knew that you're in the middle of a nightmare, and let's say, we can't know exactly what a person's dreaming, but if somebody would realize it, and they would say, I'm going to get you out of your nightmare. Wake up. You're alive. And you say, wow, I'm waking up. And that's what it is like to help people out of worry. You're helping them wake up to the beauty of the world, the good in their life, the potential good. Because even if a person worries and things will go wrong, and the thing might really go wrong, but still, the person will find that they're able to handle this better than they thought they would. Solutions that they didn't think of at first will start arising and coming up. So therefore, worry is you're using your thoughts, the thoughts that are going through your mind, that are distressful thoughts, and you're creating distress and pain. And I remember once at one of my children's wedding, the whole long story, but basically there was a door that was locked and there was a man who was another guest at the wedding, and he was really upset that somebody locked one of the doors, one of the exits, and he started banging on the door and banging on the door and banging on the door, and everybody in the hall, wedding hall, was staring at him and thought the guy was crazy, and he said, there might be a fire, there might be a fire. Now, I knew this person was visualizing a fire. So I went over to him and he says, what's the problem? He says, there might be a fire. I said, are you seeing the fire right now? He says, yeah, I see a fire. People might be getting hurt. I once heard a story about how people at a hall, there was a fire and people got hurt. I said, first of all, it's very beautiful what you're doing. Very beautiful. You want to save lives. You're doing a beautiful thing. But realize there's no fire now, right? Okay, so let's try to look at the reality now. And what you're doing, you're trying to help the situation. So when you help a person overcoming worry and transcending, and then you're helping them build a pattern, the pattern of be in the present, think of solutions when you think of problems. And even if something will go wrong in the end, sometimes it's inevitable. It is inevitable, and therefore we can either distress ourselves now or realize now I'm alive, now things are going good. And that's worry. Worry is using your imagination to cause yourself distress. And use your imagination to elevate yourself, to put yourself in better places, to think of accomplishment, to think of character development. Using your imagination in great ways for yourself and great ways to enhance others. And use every moment of worry to know that you can get out of worry, and then you'll have more tools to help other people also go from worry to an inner calm and serenity and a lot of joy.